If you had Aleph, I'm at Beis. We're still learning all about the law of adding a month, year, Ibur Shana. And we learned yesterday that there are three primary motivations why sages would add a month to the year. Those three motivations are if they see that the wheat isn't ripening yet. So that's a problem because we want to have ripe barley for the Minchas HaOmer, and the ripe wheat is to become permitted right when the Omer is brought. If we see that the fruits for Bikurim won't be ripe by Shavuos, or if the Tkufa, if the change of season is not going to be at the right time for Pesach or for Sukkot, so then, for any of those reasons, we would add a month to delay things so that Pesach and Sukkot would be in the right season.
That's maybe because of this time, Rabbi. They really needed to look to understand what is the season, no?
Sure, sure.
We don't understand why they needed, because we have already the Chodeshim, but...
No, they had to make sure everything was in the right way so that it would be a problem if in Sukkot you suddenly have rain, then it would be a hard time for people to walk back home to Bavel. Tanur Rabban and our sages taught us in a brisa, beginning now at the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Ein Ma'avris Hashana B'Shnei Ra'avon. Some more laws about adding a month to the year. We don't add a month to the year in years of famine. Why? Because if it's a famine, says Rashi, there's not going to be much grain around. The old grain will be consumed. If we add a month to the year, so now you'll have a harder time till you can eat the new grain, because it means the prohibition of Chadash gets extended by a year. Remember, the grain that is planted and grows during gets extended by a month. The grain that was planted during the winter, that was harvested, is not allowed until the Minchas HaOmer is brought, which is brought on the second day of Pesach. If a month is added, so now Pesach is a month later, that means another month of not being able to eat the new grain. If it's a famine, there's not much grain around. So we can't make a delay in another month of not eating the new grain. So therefore, the Braisa teaches us we can't add a month in a year of famine. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, so we learned in a Braisa which says the source for this law. The Pasuk says in Malachim, the Ishmami Baal Shalisha. A man came from Baal Shalisha. Baal Shalisha, the Gemara is going to tell us, is a very, very fertile place. And he brought to the man of God, to the prophet Elisha, a bread of a gift, 20 loaves. 20 loaves of bread that was made from the new grain. Lechem Seorim. It was bread made out of barley. And Elisha says, okay, give it to the students. So now the Gemara says like this. There's no place in the land of Israel that's faster to make its produce ripen than this place, Baal Shalisha. And here was a man coming from Baal Shalisha to Elisha. And even so, and really, what do you have here? You only have one thing that has ripened. You have barley that has ripened. Now, Shema Tomer, you might say what was ripened was chitin, wheat, because wheat anyway ripens late. No, Tamil Omer, it says it was Seorim. It was only the barley that was available. Now, Shema Tomer, Lifnia Omer, maybe you'll say, well, this was early, this is before Pesach. This is before the Omer was brought. Tamil Omer, that's why the verse ends off saying, Tein Lam V'yochlu. Elisha says, give to the people, let them eat. If it was before Pesach, and the chadash, the new grain, is prohibited, he's not going to go give it to his students. He says, give it to the students to eat. So that means achar omer haya. And yet, the only thing that was available was barley. So apparently, it was a year where the wheat wasn't ripening. Normally, the wheat ripens before Pesach, and here they only have barley. So apparently it was a year where the wheat wasn't ripening. This is the problem of Aviv. Now we just said that one of the three reasons why we would add a month and delay things is because the wheat hasn't ripened. Aviv. So one second. So why didn't they delay? Why didn't they add another month? And more me'atas to say like this. Ru'u yahaisa, say from now the following. Ru'u yahaisa osa shana shetis aber. That was a year which should have had an added month, and it should have been a little bit longer. Umipnei ma lo ibra Elisha. So why didn't Elisha not extend it? Sheshnas batzores haisa. It was a year of famine. V'hayuakol ratzin lebeis hagranos. So since it was a year of famine, everyone wanted to run to get some wheat. Everyone wanted to run to eat something. They wanted to get whatever chadash was available because they wanted it to be permitted as soon as possible because they were hungry. So you see that in a year of famine, we don't add a month. We don't make a lengthy year.
How about matzah? There is no way to make matzah. So how do they do? They eat the barley, Rabbi?
They could. You can make matzah out of barley. You can make matzah out of any of the five species. Yes. Five species can become chametz. Whatever can become chametz can become matzah. So wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats.
And rice.
Rice not. Rice is not chametz. Do Persians eat rice? I mean, the Moroccans don't eat rice on Pesach, right? Moroccans don't. Okay, good. Tana Rabbanan, our sages taught us in a brayta. We are on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. I guess some 10 lines down. We learned in a brayta. We're learning about different laws about the concept of Ibur Shana. Different laws about the concept of adding a month to a year, which, as we've seen, is something which is done, and a group of judges do it. Ein Mabrines Hashana Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. We would not add a month to the year before Rosh Hashanah. So we wouldn't get together now in the month of Av, or next month in the month of Elul, and have a discussion, you know, based on what the meteorologists are telling us. It looks like the wheat is not going to ripen this year, or it looks like the seasons aren't going to be good. Let's add a month, because if it would be before Rosh Hashanah, we're worried, as Rashi explains, people will forget. If we announce now in Av that this coming Adar is going to have two Adars, by the time we get to Adar, people will forget. So then Pesach's going to be all messed up, right? If there are two Adars, then Pesach is 60, you know, it's delayed. It's 30 days after, and Pesach is 45 days after Purim.
Yeah.
But normally Pesach is 30 days after Purim. So people get all confused. They'll end up eating chametz at the wrong time, or they'll end up not treating the prohibition of chametz with the right severity that it should be treated. So therefore, we're worried people will forget, so we don't add a month before Rosh Hashanah. However, let's say the judges got together, they voted to add an Adar, but they did it all before Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't take effect. But if there is great pressure, let's say there's government pressure, the Romans used to interfere in Jewish calendar and things like that. So then, right after Rosh Hashanah, you can already announce and decide to add a month to the year. And even so, in Ma'abrin Ella Adar. Even though you can add, let's say, and you're making the decision on the 5th of Tishrei, but the month that's added is always another month of Adar. It's never another month of Tishrei.
73 judges make those decisions.
Three judges.
Three or
73? Gamliel, seven.
But Rabbi, I think these are like, you know, national decisions.
Good point. So they are from the Sanhedrin, but it's only three of them.
Only three out of the seven. Huh?
That's right. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it ends up with seven, right? It starts with three, goes
so
up to five, and ends up with
the
seven.
Judges, what kind of decisions they make?
71 judges.
I mean 71, I mean.
To go to war, that's a good example. To judge a king, judge the Kohen Gadol. To appoint judges, yeah, please.
I thought that the decision was made based on the condition of the meat. that's not, the wheat isn't growing there.
For sure it's not growing, but that's not the only reason, right? Those were, you also had tkufa, you had where the season was going to come out. So that you could tell when is the solstice going to happen, if it's going to happen the right time. Sometimes because of, I think, political pressures, you would want to do it before Rosh Hashanah because of the Romans. The Romans might prohibit, you know, the Jews from meeting and making decisions about their calendar. Mm-hmm. So they would want to do it when they could. They were worried about that. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that so? Is it so that we don't appoint, we don't decide on the added month before Rosh Hashanah? And if we did, it didn't work. There was the following story. We know that the Rava lived out in Bavel. The sages sent him the following note. They were had to hide it from the Romans. So it was all in code. So they wrote the following code. Zug ba me rekes. A pair came from rekes. So that's a code. Zug means a pair, two scholars. Rekes is a code name for Tveria. Because the Gemara says in Rosh in Megillah, Rekes is another name for Tveria. So what they write in the code? Utfaso Nesher. They were caught, or he was caught, by an eagle. So that's a reference to the Persians, to the government. The government arrested them. And the Persians were symbolized by an eagle. Ubiyadam dvarim hanasem biluth. And in their hands they had things that were done in Luz. In other words, this pair that was caught by the eagle had in their hands things that were decided in Luz. Umayni, who? What exactly is that? What are these things? Tcheles, the blue wool for the tzitzis. Bischus harachamim, in the merit of prayer. Ubischusam, and in their merit. Yatzu b'shalom, they got out in peace. So in the merit of prayers and the merit of these great tzaddikim, they got away in peace from the Persians who had arrested them.
Rabbi, they say here the Roman. They say the Roman is the sign of the eagle.
Okay, so it would be the Romans. It would be another explanation. Persian. What's that?
Article
says the Persians and Corinth says the Romans. I think the Romans
I have a
is,
picture.
Yeah, the Romans, I think, were more...
Thank God, we're learning Gemara with picture.
This looks more Persian than Roman.
I didn't know you looked for pictures.
Va'amus, now continuing in this letter, they wrote, Va'amuse yereche nachshon. And those carrying the burden who come from the thighs of nachshon. In other words, Nachshon, we know, was the Nasi. So they're saying in the Nisiyim in Israel, the Nasi in Israel who comes from Nachshon ben Aminadav, who is from the tribe of Judah, Bikshu l'kvoa natsiv echad. They wanted to establish one appointee. In other words, they wanted to establish an added month. V'lo hinichan adomi halaz. And this wicked Roman government didn't let them do that. But Aval Bali Asufos, but the masters of gathering things, namely the Torah scholars, Nesfu gathered, the Kavulo Natsiv Echad, and they added an appointee, they added a month, the Yerach Shemes Po Aaron HaKohen, in the month that Aaron HaKohen died, namely in the month of Av. So what do you see? In this code document where they report all these difficulties of persecution from the Romans and how hard it was to try to get together to add a month, say we added a month in Av. Av, 1 second. Av is 2 months before Rosh Hashanah. You just said we can't add a month before Rosh Hashanah. But here in this document it said that they did. Answers the Gemara. Chashuvi mechashvi. In Av, they gathered, they calculated, they deliberated, They discussed, they investigated, but they didn't pronounce. Kiluye lo maglu, they didn't pronounce. They pronounced after Rosh Hashanah, because if you make the announcement before Rosh Hashanah, it might be forgotten, and therefore it does not work. All right, so now going back to this code document. My mashma d'hai nitziv lishna d'yarchu. How do you see that the term nitziv, literally an appointee, a government official, is a month? So the chsiv, the pasuk, the answer is based on the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lishlomo shnei masar nitzivim al kol Yisrael." Shlomo had 12 appointees for all the Jews. The kilkelu es hamelech, and they provided for the king. Es anshe beito, and for the members of his household. Chodesh b'shana, a month per year. In other words, he had 12 appointees, 12 governors. Each one would provide for the king for a single month. Each one would collect taxes from his area for 1 month, which he would send to the king. So you see that since Netzivim in the Tanakh were appointees in charge of a month, so that's why in this code document, the word Netziv was used to mean a month. Okay, asks Gemara, what do you mean? That verse is saying that Netziv is a single month, because each Netziv took care of 1 month of Shlomo HaMelech, and there were 12 Netzivim over Eretz Yisrael, over Am Yisrael. But the Pasuk says, Netziv Echad Asher Ba'aretz. There was one Netziv in the land, not 12. So the Gemara says two answers. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman disagree. Chad Amar once says, Echad Mimun Al Kulam. There were 12 Netzivim for 12 areas in 12 months. And there was one Netziv on top of the 12. He was in charge of all of them. The Chad Amar once said, Kineged Chodesh HaIbur. Sometimes you had 13 months. So there was the 13th Netziv. For when there were 13 months, he would provide for the king's household during that month. Okay, so far, we've learned two halachos about the concept of adding a month to a year. One, the sages would not add a month to a year when it's a famine, because that makes life difficult for people. That means that chadash, the new grain, is going to be prohibited for a month longer. So, you know, it's a famine. There's not much grain to go around. This is hard for people. We're not going to do that. And number two, we learned that they would not add a month to the year too early, before Rosh Hashanah, because people will forget, and the whole month that you're adding is right around Nisan. If people forget when Nisan is and they get Pesach wrong, so you have a big problem of people eating chametz when they shouldn't be eating chametz. So therefore, they would not add a month to the year before Tishrei. We have a story where they sent to Rava that they added a month to the year because of pressure of the Romans in the month of Aaron's death, which is this month, Av. Aaron dies on the first day of the month of Av. That just meant that they calculated it, not that they actually decided and voted and proclaimed an added month. Tana Rabbanan, our sages taught us in a brisa. Ein ma'abrinas hashana lo mishana lechavrta. We can't add a month to the year based on next year's issues. In other words, let's say I see, based on my knowledge of math and when this year's winter solstice is, I see that next year the winter solstice or the summer solstice is going to be on the wrong time, and it's going to mess up Pesach or mess up Sukkot. To be able to add a month now this year so that next year's solstice will be the right time, I can't do. Lo shaloshanim. Nor do we add a month to the year for 3 years in a row. Zoachar zo. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, Maisa Rabbi Akiva. We know there was a story with Rabbi Akiva. Gemara and Brachos. Rabbi Akiva was put in jail by the Romans. Eventually he was killed with his skin being flailed off of his frame with iron combs because of the crime of teaching Torah publicly. So the story is that when Rabbi Akiva was jailed in the jail V'iber shalosh shanim zo achar zo. And Rabbi Akiva was consulted about the calendar, so he decided to add a month to 3 years in a row. Amar lo, they said to him, no, that's not what happened. Nisham Rai, you think that was proof from there? No, really, Bezdin Yashvu V'kavu Achas Achas Bizmana. Bezdin sat and they established an added month in 3 years, each in its time. What happened was that Rabbi Akiva, because he was so good in the calendar, so when he was in jail and they consulted with him, he told them, you know, the year 17 is going to have the solstice off, so got to add a month for the year 17. The year 20 is going to have one off. The year 21 is going to have one off. But it's not that we're 3 years in a row that we're going to have an added month. It was 3 years within whatever period that are going to need an added month. He figured that out. And then when those years came, each at their time, a Beis Din established in that year after Rosh Hashanah to add a month to those years. All right, some more halachos about an Ibur Shana, adding a month to a year. Tana Rabban and our sages taught us in a Braita. Ein ma'abrinas Hashana lo b'shvias, lo b'motzai shvias. We do not add a month to the year if the year is Shemitah. Because what's the law in Shemitah? We lived in an agricultural society. So that means we're plowing and we're planting and we're harvesting. But in Shemitah the Torah says, Sadcha lo tizra v'karmacha lo tizmor. We're not allowed to plow. We're not allowed to plant. We're not allowed to harvest in the normal way. That's very hard. So if we add a month to the year of Shemitah, even though because we want to move the winter solstice, want to move the summer solstice, if we add a month, oh my gosh, so now it's going to be 13 months of the farmer not being able to work. So that we won't do. In addition, the lo b'motzai shvius, the year after Shemitah, we wouldn't add a month to that year. Because the year after Shemitah, there's not much food around. Right? We didn't plant it all last year. So when there's not much food around, to add another month is difficult because the new food that's growing now in the eighth year is Chadash. So we can't eat it until the second day of Pesach. If we add a month, we've delayed when Pesach is. We're making it even harder for people. So we wouldn't add a month in the year after Shemitah. A Masai Regilin Liaber, but when would they likely add a month? Erev Shvius, on the sixth year. Because the sixth year is your last chance to get in work. So let's get some more work in. Add another month to the sixth year to delay Shemitah. That we would do, but not to extend Shemitah. However, Shobes Rabban Gamliel from the household of Rabban Gamliel, they would add a month to the year after Shemitah. Why? They weren't worried that, oh, the year after Shemitah, the new grain, we're now delaying when we can eat it. They would say, no, let's bring in the grain from outside of Eretz Yisrael. So apparently there's a dispute whether or not we can bring grain from outside of Israel to Israel. The plug to Dani Tanoi, this is the dispute of the following Tanoi, the Tanoi in a Braisa. According to the sages, we should not bring vegetables and grain from outside of Israel to Israel. Why? Because the vegetables and grain sometimes have dirt in them. And the dirt of outside of Israel is tame. We don't want to bring tumah, impurity, into Israel because that would ruin truma, that would ruin other things, karbanos. However, Rabbi Seinu Itiru, our sage is allowed to bring in the ground vegetables from outside of Israel to Israel. My Benayah, what's the difference between the two opinions? I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, Choshen L'Gushay, Niko Benayah. Are we worried about clods of dirt coming in? According to the first opinion, we're worried about clods of dirt coming in. According to the second opinion, we're not. Rabbi Gamliel apparently was like the second opinion. He was not worried about dirt coming in if you brought in some grain. And therefore, he said, there's no problem in the eighth year if we have a little bit longer before Pesach. We have grain from Saudi Arabia, from Turkey. We have from Europe, from Spain, from Egypt. We have grain from other places, and therefore, we are not under such pressure.
Doesn't it break the...
Jordan is, yeah. Avery Yarding.
Doesn't it break the every three-year extension... If you do Shemitah in there, before Shemitah, after Shemitah, all of a sudden it breaks all the chain of...
That's every, not every 3 years, every, right. It wasn't every 3 years. It was based on what's happening this year. Now we have a calendar, but that's only from the days of Hillel. We didn't always have a calendar. It's only recent.
Okay.
Tanu Rabbanan, our sages taught us in another braita. Ein ma'abrin es hashana mipnei atuma. We don't add a month to the year because lots of Jews are tamei, and we want to delay Pesach to give them time to become pure so that the Karban Pesach can be brought in purity. You're now going to see lots of different opinions in this braita. So opinion number one, the Chachamim. We wouldn't add a month to the year if we have lots of people tamei. Let's say we think that the whole nation is going to become tamei. We're not going to add a month to the year to give them time to become tahar, because we have a rule that we learned back in Masechet Pesachim, Tumah Hutra Mitzibur. If most people are tamei, we can bring communal sacrifices even in a state of impurity. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Ma'abrin, he says, if we're worried that most people are tamei, we would add a month to the year. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Aseh b'chizkiya melech Yehuda." There was a story with Chizkiya, king of Yehuda. She'iber es hashan ripnei atuma. He added a month to the year because of impurity. U'bikesh rachmim al atzmo. But then he said, "I did the wrong thing." He begged Hashem to forgive him. D'chsev, as it says, "Ki marbisa am rabas me Ephraim minasher." The majority of the people from all these different tribes had not become pure. And they had eaten the Pesach, and Chizkiyo davens, he says, the good God should forgive for what I did. Rabbi Shimon Omer, if you added a month to the year because most of the people were tamei muberes, it is an added year. So So why was Chizkiyo praying for forgiveness and asking Hashem atov yichaper ba'ad? She'ein ma'abin ala adar. We're only allowed to extend the year in Adar. But once you get to Nisan, to say, okay, Nisan is not Nisan, it becomes Adar She'ini, you can't do that. Uiber Nisan ben Nisan. He extended the year already in Nisan. So that he asked for forgiveness for.
I thought we learned that if most people are tamei, they're not. They're tahor.
Not that they're tahor, they can bring the karbanos. That we saw was the first opinion. But now we're seeing another opinion. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said, why would Chizkiyahu ask for forgiveness? Mipnei shehisiyas Yisrael lasos Pesach sheni. Because the majority of the Jews were tamei. And he told the people, even so, not to bring the first Karban Pesach, but to bring Pesach Sheni in Iyar. So that was the sin. And really, he should have told them to bring it in Pesach Rishon. So now the Gemara is going to break apart this Braisa. Amar Mar, we just learned. First opinion, or the second opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'abri, you can add a month because of Tuma. If most people are Tamei, they would add a month. So what's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? It's a very nice idea. We know that if most people are tamei, if the majority of the community is impure, we still bring the karbanos even though they are impure. So how do we understand that? Two ways to understand that. One way to understand that is tumah hutra b'tzibur. If everyone is impure, or most people are impure, the whole concept of impurity is suspended. It's permitted. Because of a tzibur, it's permitted. Or there's another way to understand it. Not that it's permitted. Really, Tumah's a problem. Hashem doesn't want the Tameim in the Beis HaMikdash offering Karbanos. But if the Tameim aren't going to offer, then most people can't offer. So, and we need to bring Karbanos. So the Karban is so important, it pushes away the concept of Tumah. The Tumah's there. But the Karban pushes it away. In other words, if we could somehow survive and have the Karbanos without pushing away the concept of Tumah, we'd like that. Tumah's here, it's being pushed away. Or Tumah's not here at all, because the majority. So the Gemara is suggesting like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Ma'abrin, we add a month. Alma Isli, the Rabbi Yehuda, you see that his logic is Tumah, Duchuya B'tzibur, as Rashi says, Kolomar. In other words, Bekoshi. Hutra Tumah B'tzibur. They barely allowed it to bring the Karbanos when there's so much Tumah. Therefore, Kol Kama De'efshel Ha'aduri La'asosa B'tahara, as much as we can find a way to make it Tor, Mahajan, we try to do that. U'lachein Ma'abrin, that's what we add a month to the year, so that it should be done in a state of Tahara. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Tumah T'chuyi B'tzibur. So the Gemara says, is that so? For a time, we have another Braisa, another discussion. Tzitz, the Kohen Gadol, used to wear a special golden headband. The Gemara tells us in Yuma, the power of this headband was that it made karbanos that had been offered in, with some impurity problem acceptable. Tzitz meratzen. We lived in a braisa tzitz, bein sheyeshno al mitzvah, whether it's on the Kohen Gadol's forehead when the karban is brought, or bein sheyeshno al mitzvah, even when it's not on the Kohen Gadol's forehead when the karban is brought, meratzeh makes the karban that had become tameh accepted. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's what Rabbi Shimon says. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, odal mitzvah meratzeh, only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it does it create in its own mint. Ein odal mitzvah, but if it's not on his forehead, ein meratzeh, it doesn't create an acceptance. Amalei Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yehuda, Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur m'yochiach. But think about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is wearing white garments. He's wearing four white garments. Something on a hat, a shirt, pants, and a belt. He's not wearing anything on his forehead. Forehead is gold. She'eino al mitzchot. He doesn't have the gold on his forehead. Umiratzeh. And nevertheless, if some impurity were to happen to the carbon that's going into the holiest of holies, the tzitz would make it accepted. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said back, Hanach li Yom Kippur, leave aside Yom Kippur, Shetuma Hutra B'tzibur. We don't need the tzitz to create an acceptance of the Yom Kippur carbon that may have become Tameh, because the Yom Kippur carbon is communal. It's a communal carbon. Not a personal karban. I can't donate my karban on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol is bringing the karban for Am Yisrael. The karban is bought from the Lishkas HaGazis, from the, not the Lishkas HaGazis, the Lishkas HaTlaim, from the half shekels. It's a communal sacrifice. So if it became impure, so it gets accepted when its blood is sprinkled in the holiest of holies, because it's communal impurity, and communal impurity is completely permitted. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Tuma is not Tuchuya Bitzibur. It's not that basically we're worried about Tuma, but the communal need pushes it aside. It's completely permitted. If it's completely permitted, so when most people are Tameh for Karban Pesach, you have no interest in delaying Pesach. It's completely permitted. So the Gemara says, the truth is, if you have problems with the views of Rabbi Yehuda, according to your logic, Tikshi lacha hi gufa, the braisa itself is not understandable in the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says what in the braisa ma'abri? If most people are tamei, we would add a month so that they could become tar for Karban Pesach. But then what is the next line Rabbi Yehuda says? What Rabbi Yehuda? Ma'aseh b'chizkiyo melech Yehuda. There was a story with Chizkiyo, king of Yehuda. She'ibir es hashana mipnei atuma. Chizkiyo added a month because most people were tamei. Then he prays to God, Hashem Atov Yechaper Ba'ad. One second, why is he asking for mercy if it was the right thing? Ella, so we have to say like this. Chisure Nechsura. There are words missing in this braisa, it's out of order. We have to rewrite it entirely. Hachi Katan is the way to read it. First view. There are four views in the braisa. View number one. Ein ma'abrinis hashanim yipnei atzuma. View number one is, if most people are tameh, we don't add a month to the year. Because he can bring the carbon. However, Vimi Brua, but if they did add a month, Mu'beres, it works. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eina Mu'beres. Since Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, since according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tumah is permitted, because it's most people who are Tameh. So then you don't have, there's no need to add, and if you added a month, it didn't even take effect. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, since it doesn't take effect, that's why Chizkiyo davened for forgiveness. Because he had added a month and the majority were tameh, didn't even take effect. Yachi, if that's what's going on, then the next opinion number three. Rabbi Shimon says, if they added a month because most people were tameh, mu'ubaris, it took effect. Hainu Tanakama, that's the same thing as a Tanakama. Rava says like this, there's a difference between whether you should add a month. The Tanakama holds that when most people are tameh, since the carbon can be brought, you shouldn't add a month, but if you do, it works. Rabbi Shimon holds even lechatchila you should add a month. He said it as in a, if it's done. He only said it in the language of if it's done because Rabbi Yehuda, according to him, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if it's done, it doesn't work. So he's saying if it's done, it does work. But really, he's saying that even lechatchila you should do it. Tanya Nami Yachiv, we also have a brice like this. Ein Rabbi Nesashan Yipnei Atzoma lechatchila. We don't add a month to the year because most people are tamei as in the first choice. That's lechatchila. But Rabbi Shimon Omer ma'abrin lechatchila. Okay, so now elam ipnei ma'bikish rachmim alatzmos. Rabbi Shimon then says, why did Chizkiyo daven? Shein ma'abrin ela adar, because the only month that can be added is adar. V'hu iber nisan v'nisan. He added the month in nisan. We just said in Abimela Adar that according to Rabbi Shimon, the sin of Chizkiyahu was that he added the month in Nisan, Weber Nisan ben Nisan. How could he do that? Rosh Chadashim, doesn't he know the pasuk? This month for you is the first month. Zen Nisan, once this is Nisan, the Ein Acher Nisan, another month. This can't be, you can't make another month into Nisan. This is Nisan. Once you have Nisan now, you can't change it. So the Gemara answers Tabid Shmuel. His back and forth, and his mistake was about the law of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel said, "Ein ma'abin es hashana, you can't even add a month to the year, biyom shloshim shel Adar, on the 30th day of Adar, ho'el v'roi l'kovo Nisan, since it's a day that could become into Nisan, if Adar is a 29-day month, the 30th day would be Nisan already." So he originally didn't agree with it. Iusavar ho'el v'roi lo amin. He originally thought that we don't say, oh, it could become Nisan, therefore it can't have an added month anymore. But then he agreed to Shmuel. So he had added a month, and he realized, 1 second, since it could have been Nisan, it was the wrong thing to add a month. It didn't take effect. Because once it's possibly Nisan, once it's Nisan, it doesn't change. That's why he asked, Hashem Atov Yechaper, according to Rabbi Shimon. Tanya Miyach, we also learned in a Brice that that's in fact what was going on. In Avernus Hashanah B'yom Shloshim Shel Adar, Ho'il V'ro'il L'Kovo Nisan. The Brice teaches like the law of Shmuel, we cannot add 30 days to the month on the 30th day of Adar, because the 30th day of Adar could have become Nisan. Again, I want to thank everyone very much for coming, and we have this great box over there where we can put away our cell phones before we daven, so that hopefully we'll focus on Hashem and not be distracted by all of the lights and gadgets of the cell phone.